Wow, 8 verses of Hail New Festival Day. It was awesome. Hail New Festival Day. A lot of you all have been looking forward to this Sunday. Most of us have. Some of you have looked forward to it by working your way through the season of Lent with very specific devotional practices. Some of you have just sort of ramped up your Easter exuberance. But everybody looks forward to this Sunday. And there's something about the lives of Christians as it meets Easter and Christmas, those two in particular, that say something about how we need that anchoring. We need these moments. We're not just being nice to Grandma. There's more going on than are being gathered here. And there's something that each one of us yearns for. There is something in that Hail Thee Festival Day, Hail Thee Festival Day, Hail Thee Festival Day. There's something about that exuberance that allows you to sing 8 stanzas. You only sing once a year anyway. There's something about Easter that says, we got to go to church, you guys. And so thank you. Thank you for being here, regardless of how you have made your way to being in this place on this occasion. Because there's something good going on in the world, too. And that's part of what the Easter story does, is it has its own attraction. It is its own thing. And by way of that good news that it is, it does its own job of gathering a crowd. Initially, that was hard to have happen. The story that we read today from Luke's Gospel talks about how out of place the empty tomb was in the minds and expectations of those women. And of the disciples, eventually, once they get the word from the girls, once they get news that the tomb is empty, even they struggle to put it in place. They don't celebrate like Easter. Instead, they scratch their heads and they go, that wasn't what we were told was going to happen. And so it's our invention. It is a later occurrence that there is this exuberance and this celebration. It takes a while to get to that point in the story. And actually, for the next couple of Sundays, if you come back, you'll hear it. For the next couple of Sundays, we'll hear those stories of folks that struggle to understand that Jesus was raised from the dead. It just didn't calculate. They didn't expect that to happen. And as he returns to them in the upper room, it takes that moment with Thomas in his doubting for us to get it, that he doesn't get it. And he won't adopt it until he has that assurance of the person of Jesus in front of him. And then the next Sunday we'll hear the story of the road to Emmaus. And when those two disciples are on their way home, scratching their heads, how did this happen? What does it mean? And it takes the risen Lord appearing to them and walking with them and breaking bread with them for them to get it too. So we're the other generation of believers. We're the ones who came lately to the story. And so our entering into it is always, it seems, celebratory. Oh, darn. Right? But that's who we are, and that's why we're here, is because we don't have that same set of questions. Or do we? Some of us do, don't we? Let's tell the truth. Part of our being here is our own willingness to take one more step, even though some of this stuff doesn't make sense. To move just a little bit closer to what we think God might have for us, even though the pieces don't quite fit with our lives. I mean, let's be honest. Some of us are here and we want to believe. We want that exuberance to be ours as well. I'm glad you're here too. That's me. Every day I struggle with what it means that God raised Jesus from the dead. Every day something happens that gets me to wonder what in the world it means and how in the world I can live my life changed because of that. Every day I've got to work on that. Now, I'm pretty confident that if I just hang in there long enough, God's going to return and be God instead of being second in command of my life. And that will solve most of my problems. Really, that's the story that's always been there. Even with Jesus being raised from the dead, which tells it with all caps, if you will. You guys who texts and is on Facebook, you know what all caps means. Back off, right? But the resurrection is really God's presence with us written in all caps. That's really what's going on. Because God has always been present. Isaiah would not have said what Isaiah said and we heard read if he didn't have some confidence that God was God enough to do these things and to make a place in the world where the lamb and the lion lay down together. What kind of place is that? Except a place so imbued with God's presence that peace takes over all of those old enmities and all those old fears and all those old anxieties. And so that what we need to understand is, even though the resurrection is an unusual event and maybe something that's hard for us to understand, it is consistent with this. God is God and has always been God. It's kind of written into the definition, isn't it? And because God has always been God, God has always been doing this sort of thing. This making up for the fact that we doubt a little bit. We fall a lot. We get in each other's way. We break. All those things that keep us from being fully exuberant, even on an Easter Sunday morning, God makes up for those things and has always been compensating for human failure from the very beginning. He's been accommodating that shortcoming that is ours. We aspire, we love, we yearn, we want to climb as high as heaven. But that last step is God's to make. And it's okay for us, I think, even gathered with Grandma and Ma and whoever those people are that got us to come to church today. You know that story, right? Guy wakes up in the morning, I don't want to go to church. Everybody's mean to me. All they do is complain. It doesn't matter what I do, nobody's happy. And his wife says to him, honey, you got to go. You're the priest. All of us suffer that brokenness one way or the other. All of us walk in with a little bit of anxiety, don't we? Some of us bathe a little bit more than others, don't we? I mean, we're already doing what we can to work our way back to God. Hallelujah. But the better news is that the resurrection is proof that God reaches back towards us farther than we can reach towards God. You didn't raise Jesus from the dead. God did. And that is God towards us in a way like all caps. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.